Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this special edition of the Twilight Diaries as we're wrapping up the Vampire Diary month of May. This is Friday, May 28th, 2010. I'm your host tonight, Amber, and as always with me is Amy tonight. Jeff and Gina had other obligations, so they won't be with us. We all know that May was the Vampire Diary month here at the VRO, and tonight we're excited to bring in Malise, who played Anne on the Vampire Diaries, and we're working on getting her on the line. So
Amber?
We'll have her in just a moment, yes.
We have Malise.
Hello, Malise.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so glad to be talking to you guys.
I'm glad you're talking to us. This is exciting. We have
a
ton of people.
We get a second time around, right?
Yeah, and we have a ton of people that are, like, in chat right now freaking out. So this would be exciting. Well,
yeah,
thank you for taking the time to be with us. As you know, the VRO is a fan-oriented show. We let the fans send us in the interview questions, and we have lots of fans that sent questions in for you, so we'll jump right into it.
Awesome.
All right. This is kind of a detailed question. I'm going to ask you a few Vampire Diary questions first.
Okay.
So this one's kind of long, but it says, Anna's character background wasn't explored enough for us fans to really figure out her place. We know Pearl was her mom, but was she actually Anna's mother, or was Anna a companion she picked up along the way? If she was really her mother, how old of a vampire did that make Anna? If you do not know if Anna was turned before or after the vampire is put in the tomb.
Wow. I don't have any answers as far as Anna's history goes. I'm pretty sure that Pearl is my biological mother, and I think there was reference. I think she mentioned to Damon that she's like 400 years older than her or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you guys can do the math. I don't have an answer. I mean, that is something I wish they would have explored more because I get that question all the time as far as, you know, is Anna really related to her? When did she get turned? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm curious myself. I wish I had a direct answer for you, but I don't.
Yeah, because we were all, like, dying to know how old, because we were wondering if you were older than the Salvatore brothers, so it was all, like, I probably should have asked Julie that last night.
Oh, I knew that Anna was definitely matched as far as, you know, physical strength and stuff like that. So I think she did have some years under her belt before them, but I'm not quite sure.
All right. Well, maybe we'll find out one day.
Maybe one day. Who knows?
Well, if asked, would you return for flashbacks on the Vampire Diaries? Julie Plex said last night, who knows, we might see a 1983 with Anna and Catherine in Chicago. So the real question is, would you be willing to rock a side comb?
Say that again?
I said the real question is, would you be willing to rock a side comb?
I don't know if I could pull off that look. I could definitely try. No, but I would be totally up to returning to the show. I loved that cast and crew so much. And it's all up to, you know, the fans if they can make it happen. I know that there are a lot of petitions and stuff going on, and there's a Facebook group, which is absolutely amazing. So I think it's, like, it's a lot up to the fan response and what they can do.
Yeah, you definitely have a huge following, and that'll actually go along with this question. I was going to ask you if the Bring Back Anna has been a positive experience for you, and do you think that you feel like your place on the Vampire Diaries set up a fan base for you that will follow you anywhere?
I would hope so. I mean, it's so cool. I knew whenever I was, like, filming the show and we were doing the Team Anna, I knew that there was definitely a group of people there that love the character and is a fan of what I do, which is amazing, but especially after Anna's death, there was just this outpour of people reaching out to me and, you know, commenting my Twitter and my Facebook, and it was overwhelming, the fan response. I mean, I had no idea before compared to, you know, everything that I heard after her death. So it's amazing, and I have a lot of projects coming up. If I don't get the opportunity to return to the show, I would hope that all these people will come and follow me. It's been such a great experience, and Vampire Diaries definitely set me up as far as, you know, getting my acting to the next level and getting my fan base even bigger than it was before, which is a blessing, and it's amazing, and I hope that everyone will follow me. It's great.
Yeah, it really is. And Julie told us last night that the whole cast made Bring Back Anna t-shirts or Save Anna t-shirts when it was time for your scene to die.
it was so sad. No, because their script, it was always, you know, a last-minute thing. And I was scheduled to go to Atlanta, and the day before Marcos called me, before I saw a script or anything, Marcos Siega, the director-producer, called me saying that I was going to be dying in the episode, which was really, really, really hard. And once I actually got to Atlanta, everyone was just so, they were so comforting, and they said that they stood up for me, and they stood up for Anna, and they couldn't believe it was happening, and they did make Save Anna shirts, which was such an honor. I was like, oh my gosh, seriously? But it was really flattering, and it was very sad, but all for the best. They made a great finale.
Yeah, that's really sweet, and that's got to be, like, good for you to have everybody love you that much. I know it made us all sad, so.
Oh, most definitely. We were all very sad, but I made connections that will last a lifetime, and the fans that'll last a lifetime, and you can't put a price tag on that, you know? I mean, there's good and there's bad, but I think positive will come from this experience. I don't think it could get worse. I think it only gets better from here.
Right. Well, what do you think that you gained the most out of your Vampire Diary experience?
What do you think I gained the most?
Mm-hmm.
I gained so much. Seriously, Vampire Diaries is definitely a huge chapter, a huge pivotal part in my career and my life in general. Up until then, you know, I was doing the Disney Nickelodeon, which was great. I was younger at the time, but, you know, I was 18, 19 when I got the opportunity to do Vampire Diaries, and it really helped me grow as an actress and prove to myself and prove to everyone else that I could do this, and I'm growing up, and I do take this seriously. And the fan base, that was definitely something. It changed that, and it's amazing. I can't wait to see what's next. It totally set me up for the future.
Yeah, I agree. I met you in person once in Covington, and I referenced iCarly to you. So I would say that you definitely did get to grow up pretty fast, but it's really awesome.
Huge
that,
difference, right? But
it
I mean,
is
I couldn't
a huge
have asked
difference.
For more.
Yeah, I agree. And they're both really good shows. I watch iCarly, I won't lie. So.
Oh, most definitely. But, like, whenever you do that stuff for so long, it's just, it's like, how do you get out of that smoothly? I mean,
right.
People do it all the time, but I think this is definitely a smooth transition without shocking anyone or doing anything irrational. It was great. I think everyone's growing up with me. And when they find out that I was on Unfabulous and iCarly and all that stuff, they're like, no way, that's crazy. I do know your face.
Yeah, because it was kind of like going from preteen to teen, and then now you're taking, you know, whatever step up from there. So it was a good transition. I agree with that.
Exactly. Yeah,
well,
totally.
How do you feel about the way they killed Anna?
I think it did its job. I think, you know, everyone became so attached to her. She became such a great character with depth, and people could relate to her, and her love with Jeremy and her mom and everything that she's gone through. The death was supposed to make people angry. It was supposed to make people want to fight for her. And it happened. I mean, the response, like what I keep saying. So yeah. I mean, I wish maybe she would have fought a little bit more, but it did what it was supposed to do, and it was beautifully done, and there you go.
Well, we said last night that we wish that Jeremy would have fought a little bit more, that we were a little disappointed in that.
A little something, but hey, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Well, you have a lot of fans that also love your music, so we got a few questions sent in about that.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to know, do you play any instruments, which I saw you tweet about the guitar today. So if so, what do you play? And if not, what would you like to learn and play and why?
No, my only instrument has been my voice my whole life. That was a natural thing. And every once in a while I would pick up the guitar, but today, as I tweeted, I really tried to take it seriously and spent all morning. And I'm picking it up, so hopefully guitar will be my instrument. There we go. But other than that, it's just my voice.
So with your, are you hoping to expand that then? Like, you want to be able to write and play your own music?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, it's kind of weird and people don't understand it, but I do write music with just being able to sing. Like, the melody and lyrics are all in my head, and I have a cappella stuff in my garage band and all that. But, I mean, a guitar would help so much. It would help me bring it to life a little bit more. So I'm working on it.
It's hard to sing and play the guitar at the same time, so good luck with that, because my dad's a musician, and he said that was, like, the one thing that was so hard to do, is to learn how to concentrate on both at the same time, so
I've heard that. I think I might be embarrassed a few times, but, you know, push through, persevere.
Well, what or who inspired you to write Left Waiting and Live for Today, and do you plan to write any songs in solo piano versions in the future?
Wow, that's so funny. Like, the two songs that you pick, I actually didn't write. other than those, I mean, it's, you know, ex-boyfriends at the time, boyfriends at the time, just life, everything.
That's good. That's generalization. That's good. At least it's not anything too depressing. Well.
Oh, no, not at all. No, it's just stupid boys.
Well, if you could sing a duet with any artist, who would it be?
Oh, my gosh. I always say Frank Sinatra. That's not happening, but he's amazing. I mean, every day, it's a smile on my face. I love him to death. Let's see. Anyone else today? I would love to do a duet with... This is tough. Because there are so many people.
Well,
probably
with Frank
Rihanna.
Sinatra.
She's
amazing.
Yeah, like a hip-hop meets a rock, maybe jazzy thing. I don't know. That'd be cool, though.
That would be cool. Well,
yeah.
With Frank Sinatra, with technology today, you can do a duet with him. Because, you know, a while back, Lisa Marie did one with Elvis. And it was all, you know, flying together with technology that we have, so don't count that out.
That's a good idea. You gave me hope. He's my favorite. I love him.
He is amazing. Well, what band, singer, or songwriter do you find inspirational to your music career, or is there someone in particular that you would like to tour with?
There's so many people. I mean, my music is something that changes for me, like, every day. It totally varies. Right now, it's the direction that I want to go in. The music that everyone's heard, it was definitely very pop rock. I loved Paramore, Fall Out Boy, the whole pop punk scene. But right now, where my inspiration is, I love big band stuff, Frank Sinatra, Amy Winehouse, Megan Smith is an artist that I absolutely adore at the moment. I would love to maybe tour with her. I love now Simplicity, and I love songs, and just classics, you know.
Right.
I think classic love songs need to be brought back. I think we've lost a little bit of that. So I would love to bring back the simplicity of just good songs, just good love music.
So would that make you a Regina Spektor fan?
Most definitely. Love
she's
it.
Incredible.
Absolutely love it. Yeah, I'm definitely going for that these days.
She's incredible. Well, we saw some pictures of you at a recent Jonas concert. Do you have any other summer concerts that you're looking forward to attending?
I haven't been able to keep up with what's going on this summer. What is going on this summer? Do you know?
Well, for me, I'm going to see a band called Something Corporate. They broke up. Yeah, they broke up like 5 or 6 years ago. The lead singer got leukemia, and they broke up, and then he started a side band, and now they're doing a reunion tour, and I'm freaking out. Like, my 15-year-old self is like, oh, my God. So that's my summer plan, is that. But other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check out the tours. I don't really know what's going on. I've been kind of out of the loop. So I'm going to maybe Google that.
Yeah, you should, because summertime is awesome time for concerts.
Yeah.
I love
and
music.
I
so.
Love concerts, too. Like, I used to be a huge concert buff, like, hit
Me
them
too.
All. But going to get
Me
back
too.
Into it.
All right, well, as far as your acting goes, who or what gives you inspiration, whether it's acting or writing lyrics? I kind of asked that a little bit earlier, but we were talking mostly about music, so I thought maybe with your acting you could play on that.
Like, you mean like personal inspiration that translates into my acting?
Yeah, that would work.
Geez. I don't really know about acting. There's so many actors that do inspire me, though. Meryl Streep is amazing. She's so versatile, and oh my gosh, she can do practically anything. And I love that she does all these out there characters, and she never gets typecast. It's not like, oh, that's Meryl Streep playing so and so. And it's just really cool how she can leap from one character to the next. I love Anne Hathaway. Like we were talking about transitions, I think she made the greatest transition from, you know, doing Disney movies to now all these choices that she's picking now. It's amazing. There's so many. And Robin Williams, Ben Stiller, love them all.
I love that you just said Robin Williams, because he's somebody that doesn't get talked about a lot these days, and he's just one of the classics.
I love that. Yeah, just classy people that, you know, acting is acting, and,
right.
You know, stay out of it after that.
And he can do it all, because he can do it all.
Yeah, oh my gosh, he blows me away. He's the male equivalent to Meryl Streep.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Well, do you have a favorite city that you've filmed in?
Oh, man. I haven't been able to be on location that much. I've only been in Atlanta, Utah, and just recently, Portland, Oregon. I would love to film in New York one day. That would be amazing, because it's just a beautiful city. Maybe go out of the country for something. That would be an adventure.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would be fun. With the film, you know, the film taxes these days, they're narrowing down places. There's a lot of repeats.
Yeah,
I know I live in Georgia, and they're filming a ton of crappier because our film incentive is so low. So they're filming a ton of crappier. So there's a lot of repeat.
They are. And to answer your question, if I had to pick a favorite, it would definitely be Atlanta. It was such a cool place. I mean, where we were filming, you would never know. So we kind of got the on-set locations, which were very authentic looking, and that was great. But then, you know, I stayed in downtown Atlanta, where I love Little Five Points. I love all that stuff.
Me too.
So it was cool. You got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, Little Five's amazing. That's awesome that you hung out there. I love eating at the Vortex.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Their
fun
shopping
place.
Was to die for.
It was. It's true. Do you have an actor or an actress that you would like to work with in the future?
I'm going to have to go with Meryl. Meryl once again. Or, Rachel McAdams seems like she'd be a sweetheart to work with.
Yeah, she's
and
awesome.
I look up to her a lot. And Ben Stiller, because he seems so nice. I met him briefly a couple years ago, and he was the sweetest man. It's like you never know what to expect when you meet big celebrities like that. Because
right.
You always hear horror stories, but he was so approachable, and he was amazing. I would love to work with him.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I loved him
in
Tropic Thunder.
I haven't seen that. I caught
the
tail
so funny.
End, but that's one I need to go back and see.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. in that movie is phenomenal.
Oh,
phenomenal.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny. Well, I think we're going to take a couple callers. So, Amy, if you're with us, let me know who's on the line.
We have Bruno.
Hello, Bruno.
Hi. Hello.
You're on with Malise.
Hi.
Hey, Malise, how are you?
Good,
I'm calling all the way from Brazil. I'm fine,
wow,
thank you. I'm
amazing.
Talking to you. Yes, I'm really happy to be talking to you. So, I just wanted to say that I'm... one of the 4,000 people who want Anna back, and my question is, what made you want to play Anna? Was it her love for her mother and the strong will to get her back, or was it the relationship with Jeremy?
Well, what was so great about Anna was I had no idea that she was going to be the character that she ended up. She was my little surprise. I went in for her thinking that she was just going to be this normal girl that was going to be on for maybe one or two episodes, kind of be a friend to Jeremy. And I showed up on set, and script after script, she just evolved into this amazing character. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, nothing was planned with her. It was kind of spur of the moment, I think, for everyone. They were just kind of like, wow, this is working. So they went with it, and she turned out amazing. So, yeah, I had no idea she was going to be Anna.
Mm-hmm. And that's what made us all love her. So thank you for answering my question.
I'm so glad. Thank you for being a part of the Bring Anna Back. That's so great.
Oh, no problem. Can you please follow me on Twitter? It's Brunichow. I have tweeted you a few times,
really,
and I'm a huge fan.
I only follow
and
friends, but I will definitely send a tweet your way. Like, tweet me, and I'll tweet
you
back.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank
bye.
You,
good
Bruno.
Luck in, with your...
Bye.
Okay, let's see who we have next. Jenny.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Jenny, you're on with Melise.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, you?
Good.
I'm so excited to be talking to you right now.
What's your question?
What's your favorite ride at Disneyland?
Oh, my gosh. Disneyland is my place. It's between Space Mountain and... the Indiana Jones ride. Well, probably Space Mountain, though. Even though the line is, like, crazy long for that thing. It's so worth it.
Cool. I've never been to Disneyland, just Disney World.
Oh, you're missing out, girl.
I hope to get there someday.
You have to. It's amazing. I haven't been to Disney World. I hear that's even, like, 10 times better, which I can't even fathom that.
It is awesome.
I've been there once. Well, thanks for answering my question.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you, Jenny. Next, we have Cody.
Hello, Cody.
Hi, Cody. How are you?
Good. I'm doing awesome. I'm really nervous. My heart's, like, about to punch out my chest.
Don't worry.
Well, I'm actually one of the administrators for the group to bring you back.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Oh my God. My question is, if we get enough people, do you think the CW would rethink to bring you back as more than just a flashback, but as a character again, like bring you back to life?
I don't know how everything works for sure, but I've heard stories, and I definitely think that fan response has so much pull. You keep doing what you do and keep the petitions going and videos, and they can't ignore that. And, you know, the fans watch their show. That's what keeps their show going. So if you guys want it, you let them know. Don't be afraid. I mean, they make this show for you guys. So, hey, you never know. I'm never saying never.
That's exactly what Julie said last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, there you go. If you have one of the writers saying never say never, then why not? Go for it. See if you can make it happen. Surprise yourself.
I'm trying my very best.
Oh, no, you guys are doing amazing, and I appreciate it so, so, so much. I've tried to give you guys a few shout-outs to help you out. It's amazing, and I appreciate it so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cody. Thanks for calling.
And Jess B., you're on air.
Yay.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
I've been waiting a really long time for this.
Oh.
Okay, real quick before I ask my question, I wanted to tell you that you should know that you have some major hardcore dedicated fans over here.
Oh,
and we're going to support
you.
We're going to support you the entire way no matter what happens. So.
Oh, so amazing. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, that was my fangirl moment. I've been waiting a really long time. Okay, so my question is, if you could see any book that you've read besides The Vampire Diaries turned into a TV show or movie, which book would it be, and would you want to be in it, and who would you play?
Oh my gosh, that is so tough. Because a lot of the books that I've read, they're so good that they've already been made. like Memoirs of a Geisha and stuff like that. There are a lot of books that I know I haven't even touched on, because I've seen that some people say, oh, she'd be good playing so-and-so in this book. I don't know. Do you know of any?
The ones that I really like right now, have you ever read the Mortal Instruments series? City of Glass,
no.
City of Ashes, City of Bones. That's a really good one. And then I really,
really
like, yeah, it's for a little bit of an older teen audience, but Fire, or Graceling and Fire. Those ones are
uh-huh.
really cool. And I hear they're making a movie for The Host, which is amazing. Stephanie Meyer's other book, The Host, is amazing. So
oh, my gosh.
Once you get past
those
four
book
chapters.
I love book suggestions. So,
yeah,
wow, this is
definitely,
really
those
cool.
Are my, I spend, like, my half my life on Twitter, and then the other half at Barnes & Noble.
I know the feeling. If I had more time, I would totally, like, live at Borders. I'm not even kidding you. I'm such a book buff. Those are great suggestions, and I'll definitely check them out. And I'll be on the lookout for that. I never thought of reading books to see potential characters. That's really
yeah.
cool.
Very good. Well, I'm excited.
You
thank you so much. You've made my, like, my whole life by talking
no,
to you.
No, you're amazing, and I so wish I had a better answer for you. That was so lame of me. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. It's okay.
I'm like, I don't know.
It's all right.
I'll talk to you on Twitter.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jess. And our last caller is me.
Hi.
Hi,
hello,
how
me.
Are you?
So my question is, if you could be any character besides Anna, who would it be?
I would be either Elena or Bonnie, but probably Elena, because she can hold her own, and she's stuck between two attractive vampires. Who wouldn't want that? So
good answer.
Yes. I mean, oh, man. I don't know what I would do. Like, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I'll go out with you tonight. That's the only way I could do it. It'd be too hard.
Thanks for answering my question.
Thank you for
me.
Calling.
Bye.
That's funny that you say that, because most everybody says David, Damon. Even Candace Acula, when we had her on, she was like, oh, I'd be Damon. So
oh,
it's
really?
Nice, it's nice to hear somebody say they'd be someone else besides Damon.
No, I want to be loved by Damon. There you go.
Yes, that's even better, in my opinion.
Exactly.
Well, a fan sent in this question, and they said that they saw that you mentioned a project with the producers of The Vampire Diaries and Gossip Girl and Alloy Entertainment in an interview. Is it possible you can give more information on that?
Well, after Vampire Diaries, I've been going out on auditions like crazy and going on tons of meetings, and one of them was with them, which was really cool. They loved my work on Vampire Diaries. So you never know. We may have something cooking. I can't say much, but it would be very cool, a possible maybe series or movie. I've always wanted that, so we'll see.
All right, that should be exciting then. Well, we know you got a fan base that'll watch it, so hopefully.
Exactly.
Hopefully that'll work for you. All right. During the course of your career, have you met anyone you were starstruck by, and if so, who and why?
This one, it's, people will probably be like, what? So I kind of have to tell the story. The one time that I was truly just, like, more dumbfounded was I was working on Unfabulous, and rumor was going around that that Fall Out Boy was in the Nickelodeon studio where we were filming. And I was like, no way. I was a huge, huge, huge fan of them at the time. And during lunch, they were like, do you want to meet Fall Out Boy? And I was like, no way. And so we went down into the production office, and there was Fall Out Boy. We interrupted their interview, but I was just like, this is crazy. I was speechless, and I got to take pictures of them and meet them, and that was my moment of total fangirlness.
That is awesome. I'm not a big Fall Out Boy fan, but Patrick Stump has an amazing voice.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I looked up to him vocally. Like, he was just that good. I didn't have a dude voice, but he was just amazing.
YouTube Patrick Stump warm-up and watch him singing Usher. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, he's got a pretty amazing voice.
Talented. Oh my gosh.
He really is. All right, we got a couple more questions for you. The last question I'm going to ask you, I'm going to ask one more, and then the last question will be a fun question that I came up with because, you know. But we want to know what your future projects are or if you're currently working on anything.
Right now, like I said, auditions and meetings, which is all good. I just got back from Portland, Oregon a few weeks ago, filming a guest role on Leverage, which is on TNT. That should be coming out in August, I think. I don't have an exact date, but I'll keep you guys posted. The Social Network will be coming out in the fall. That's a movie written by Aaron Sorkin, directed by David Fincher, starring Jesse Eisenberg. It's about Facebook. So that was a huge honor to be a part of, and that's in the fall. And a movie that I did last year, it's just a cute little movie, will be coming out on DVD in September, so a lot of my stuff is coming out in the fall, which I'm very excited about, and Vampire Diaries is going to be coming out on DVD, which is really cool, and I'm going to be working on music, so that's my mouthful of projects for you guys.
Well, I know people are really excited about your music, so you definitely have to keep us updated with that, because you have a lot of people that
I am too. I finally have time to focus on it, so we'll see where it goes.
Well, we got one more question for you, and this is a fun question that I kind of came up with. I'm a really big fan of pirates. So since you've played a vampire, do you like pirates? Would you play a pirate? And since you've worked for Disney before, are you going to try to squeeze your way into the Pirates 4 movie?
Oh, my gosh. I would love to play a pirate. That's, like, so cool. That would probably be second to vampires next to being a ninja or something. Yeah, I would totally love to be a pirate. Wow, Pirates 4 is coming out already, huh? It's like being made.
They're filming it, and it's going to be in 3D. It's going to be so amazing.
Holy moly, Johnny Depp in 3D. What
I know.
Want?
I know. It's going to be incredible. I'm so excited about it. So
that would be really cool. I mean, I think along with being an Asian vampire, I'd be one of the first Asian pirates, I'm thinking. I don't know.
I'll start a Twitter. I'll start a Facebook that says "Get Melise on Pirates 4." We can start that. If we can't bring Anna back,
Asian pirates are the most vicious of all the pirates.
Yes,
maybe.
Yes. Like
no,
we
yeah,
said.
That'd be really
like
cool.
We said. All right. All right. Well, thank you so much for spending the time with us tonight, Melise. And I'm so glad that you came back. And I hope you enjoyed yourself. And come back and talk to us again in the fall when you got your projects coming out. And please keep us updated on your music because we're really excited about it.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad I could answer questions and clear the air about some things. And that was a lot of fun. And thank you, everyone, for calling in and everyone who's listening. You guys are amazing. And keep supporting. I love it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Melise.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I am sorry we did not get to everyone's call and everyone's question. I noticed that we were getting a lot of Twitter questions, but we only actually had Melise tonight for 20 minutes because we already had her on before. So tonight was just kind of like a little after-season thing because we had her before the season finale. So I apologize if we did not get to all of your questions. But we only had it for 20 minutes. Hopefully you still enjoyed the show. How did Amber do by herself?
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm freaking out.
She's clapping. Amber claps.
That's actually not me clapping.
Wait, who's clapping then?
It's not clapping. Oh, Lord. Hey guys, for real, let's campaign Melise on Pirates 4 because I'm freaking down. I'm not even kidding.
I would like to see that.
I'm telling you, when she said pirates are second to vampires, that was sweet for me because vampires are second to pirates for me. So I totally understand where she's coming with that. And I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. She's got those Disney connections. We can make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see it. She would. She'd make an awesome pirate.
I agree. And I mean, everybody that watched Glee the other night knows that they said that Asian vampires are the best. They said that on Glee. So we'll start with Asian pirates, too, and it'll be whatever. Let's do it.
Okay.
If we can't bring Anna back, we'll make her a vampire. I mean, a pirate.
And you never know. She could be, you know, pirate vampire.
Right.
Okay, so, Amber, who do we have this week? This is our last show.
It's our last show in May. And then June 1st, we have Susan Walters, and then we're taking a break.
Yes, we are taking, after the Susan Walter interview, we will be gone until the following week, and that starts on Monday night with True Blood Talk at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then Tuesday night, we have Twilight Diaries, which is our regular scheduled show where we talk about Twilight and the Vampire Diaries. Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Bands on the Rise, where we are actually working on a guest, and this guest was talked about in the month of May. So let's cross our fingers and hope that the 9th will work out for this guest. And then Thursday, as of right now, we do not have a show booked for the, I think that'd be Thursday the 9th. Did I say the dates all wrong, Amber?
You said hopefully it'll work out for the 9th.
Isn't that the 9th?
What?
Yeah, Amber, that's the 9th.
No, I didn't know we had a date that we were looking at.
Yes, Wednesday the 9th. We're looking at that date.
Okay, you're going to have to talk to me about this because I'm out of loop.
Either a Wednesday, sometime next month, Wednesday, this guest will be on. Amber screwed up my schedule here. Okay, so Wednesday the 9th is Bands on the Rise. And then Thursday the 10th, we do not have a show scheduled, and you know, Vampire Diaries will be on and Moonlight will be on. I believe Moonlight airs the 3rd. So make sure you guys check out Moonlight. And
yes.
Then Friday the 11th, we will have a Moonlight radio show. Why we're not doing any shows next week is because the girls and I are getting together here at my house and driving down to Charlotte to go to the Carolina Convention with Rob Parago and some other actors and stuff.
And
you
stop
talking in Yahoo, Amber.
excuse me. Christy and Jess are talking in Yahoo. Not just me. It's not just me.
Give me a minute and I will tell you, girls. I'm looking at the calendar on my laptop and I keep hearing popping in my ear from the Yahoo chat. You know what? I'm just going to go off of it so I can look at my calendar. Okay. So, Moonlight Radio. We got a lot of questions, what's Moonlight? There's actually, if you run over to, I believe the CW has a preview up now, but if not, go to YouTube, Google Moonlight CBS, and you will see all of our fan videos. If you go to my YouTube, you'll see a 12 12-video clip of a Q&A with Trevor Munson. He is the creator and the writer of Moonlight. And definitely check out the show. How awesome is the show, Amber?
It's really good. Like, guys, I've watched all 16 episodes in 3 days.
16
like, episodes. It's really
good.
It's and
really you guys only get, like, one episode a week now. Unless you go buy the DVD. But, I mean, actually, do not judge it by the first four episodes, okay?
Yes,
judge it
yes.
after that.
Yes, get through the first four episodes.
And then you can judge it then. But, Moonlight, to answer another Twitter question, Moonlight's the reason the VRO is on air right now. You can go back
yes.
and listen to our anniversary show for all that. But I got nothing to talk about now.
Me either.
You can invite me back to the chat now, because I don't need my calendar up.
To the Yahoo chat.
Yeah.
I'm not inviting you. I probably shouldn't invite you. I don't know how to do that.
You click on the little button up top.
Okay, I got it.
There we go.
Oh, God. What? Chloe missed it. Damn it, Chloe. You better have been doing something awesome, like making T-shirts for the golf.
That's right. I want to talk to you guys about a video. I'm not sure if many people know that hair soaks up oil. So if you, like, go get your hair cut tomorrow, the next day, the day after, make sure your salon saves the hair and sends it to, I don't know if I saved the website. Give me a minute. Let me find this website. They make, like, hair mats that soak up oil. Did you know that, Amber?
Yes. Yes, and speaking of that, guys, I don't know if you guys follow TVD Chloe, but she's been doing some awesome, awesome stuff. And she's making vampire-oriented T-shirts to raise money for the Gulf, and $9. We did a ton of research last night to try to find a website where we could get the price decent and the most money out of it, and $9 of every T-shirt that you buy goes to the Gulf, and that's pretty big because we started at $4 and got it up to $9. So $9 of every T-shirt that you purchase through Chloe's website is going to go to the Gulf. And it's a huge deal. So you guys should check it out. She's saying no, it's not. Wait. Are you talking to me, Chloe? Da-da-da. Oh, okay. She's not talking to me. Forget that. Okay, she just linked everybody in chat. For people that are just listening, it's Printfection, PRINTFECTION.com/vampire support. You can go there. She makes awesome, dude, her graphic for the shirt is amazing. And they're good-looking T-shirts. Like, they're not crappy T-shirts. They're worth the money. And you should just do it. Just do it. Just buy one. It's for a good cause. So, that's about it.
Yeah. That's about it. And I've posted a link for you in our
chat. I will check that out. And also, she only has one T-shirt up now, but there's going to be two more. There's going to be two more designs. But there is one up now, and I think that it was the one that was the most popular. So, just do it. Just buy one.
Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Chloe.
Hey, guys. Am I on, or am I muted?
You are on.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say some stuff about my shirt, if that's okay.
Go right ahead.
Go ahead.
I think Amber covered most of it, but yeah, me and Amber were up like a lot last night trying to figure out a website that would donate the most money to GulfAid.org, and we have one t-shirt done, and it's the t-shirt design says "Spill Blood, Not Oil." Vampire fans, I don't even know what to say. Vampire fans support GulfAid, I think. But on that website I linked you in the chat room, there are different options for the shirts, because I didn't know if some people wouldn't want writing on the back. There are some that have writing on back and front, and then ones that just have writing on the front. And the t-shirts with only on the front, the cheapest they come are $23.99, and about a third of that goes to the Gulf, so it's pretty awesome, and you guys should definitely check it out. And hopefully the other two t-shirts will be up by tomorrow or Sunday.
Yes. And there's just different options. You can get a tank top, you can get a ringer, you can get a regular t-shirt, you can get different colors. The prices vary, but it's guaranteed that $9 is going to go. So the prices vary depending on what the website charges to change the colors and stuff. Actually, I think I'm going to order the light blue because I like the light blue. I wouldn't recommend black because the oil on the shirt is black, and that would probably blend in. So if you're going to order a colored shirt, do something a little lighter. But I really like the light blue. So when I see the other two t-shirts, I'm probably going to go with the light blue.
Yes, and I'm also putting together a little kind of like a PSA video about the oil spill and how you can help donate. And it's really cool because that should be out sometime this weekend too, because we have people from Italy and Australia and people contributing in the video. Everyone says one line about it. So, yes, pretty cool.
Yes.
That was
awesome.
Amber's idea.
Oh, thanks.
It was just going to be me talking, and I was boring.
No. You were not boring. You were not boring.
Well, I think your idea is way better.
I just thought that it would put it'd make a strong message.
Yeah.
Not that you're not a strong message, because Oh My Saboteur, we know that you are. But yeah.
Yeah, but the other t-shirt that are coming, the other phrases are help sink your fangs into the oil spill relief fund, and I think Jason made that up, actually, who's in the chat right now. And then the other one is oil spills are a pain in the neck, and those are the other two ones, so yeah. And then if you go to my website, ohmysaboteur.com, the second blog entry has more information on how you can donate to GulfAid.org, and they will ensure that all proceeds are distributed to organizations focused on supporting the wetlands and coastal environment issues and the well-being of fishermen and the seafood industry in Louisiana and on the coast. So let's show people that the Vampire Diaries fandom can do good, because I know we can, and I know that we can raise a lot of money if we put our mind to it, and especially for Ian, because Ian is way into this right now, and I know I bet if he sees this, this will just make him thrilled that his fandom is behind him all the way.
I agree.
Oh yeah, and hopefully I'll tweet it to some of the cast and they'll see it so that we get more information out.
Yep, I agree. And I guess that's about it.
Yep, that's about it. I'm ready when you're ready, ladies.
All right, I'm probably going to bed.
What time is it there?
10 o'clock.
Oh, dang, yeah, go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Do I have to stay up until 6 a.m.?
Why do you have to stay up until 6?
Well, I stayed up until probably 4 last night answering everyone's questions.
Oh, people in chat are saying, tweet them. Oh, okay, yeah. I'll tweet the video once it's done. It might not be up till later because, like I said, we have people from other countries that are in different time zones, and they're trying to get them to me as soon as they can. And also, Vampire Stalkers. Yeah, sure, if you want to post it on your website, that'd be great. Anybody could post it. I mean, the more people that tweets it and posts stuff about it, the more donations we can get. None of the proceeds are going, none of it goes to me. All of it is going to the Gulf. I'm not getting anything out of this. I'm just doing it for the cause. So I know that's a big question. Where is the other percentage of the money going to? And the other percentage of the money is going to printing the design on the T-shirts and the T-shirt itself. But, I mean, $9 is pretty good. That's about one-third of it.
It is good. It is good. And like we said, we started at $4 and got it up to $9. So that's really good.
Yeah. And I'll link them again. And if you guys have any other specifications, like if you wanted a sweatshirt or anything, I can also put those up. Just tweet me at @TVD_Chloe and let me know, and I'll make one for you guys. I'm very flexible as long as it's helping.
Right. Right.
Before we actually go, I believe Vampire Stalkers Jessica is going to call in and talk to you for a few minutes about the project that she is working on.
All right.
She said, give her 2 seconds.
She said, oh, shit, okay, give me 2 seconds.
Well, I wasn't going to say that part, but...
I was. I love
that. By the way, before the show, I don't know if you guys heard my telephone go off, but we got some text messages from Gina. One is from Gina's husband, and it says, Gina says, tell Amber good luck. The other one is a picture of Daniel holding his diploma. He's graduated.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that her son was graduating today.
Congratulations, Daniel!
Yes. Congratulations. Now it's off to college or acting school.
Or girlfriends and babies.
No, please, Daniel, stay away from that.
Gina's going to be like, stop.
Jess, you're on, hon.
Okay, hey, guys. It's Jessica from Vampire Stalkers, and Amy asked me to call in and talk about the books one more time. First of all, I want to say we got an awesome, awesome, awesome submission from Marina. She sent me the books, her pages for the books, completely done. Do you hear me? I got opened up the box, it came in the mail, the pages were done, they were even in the plastic sleeves. Thank you, that's awesome. For anybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about, our website, vampirestalkers.com, is me and my daughter, Brannon. She's 14. And we visit the set a lot, and we're doing cast books for the entire cast. We're going to do, each cast member will get a book, and in that book we'll have personal experiences that people have had meeting them or Twittering with them or talking to them, or if they haven't met them, but they feel like they've met them because they dream about them, that's okay. We're really not picky. We just want something personal. You can write a song, you can do a drawing, make a poem, whatever you want to do. If you want to do a DVD, that's fine too. Whatever you do, I would like for you to make the scrapbook page 12 by 12 if possible and send it to me. If you can't do that, then you can email me your personal experience with the picture or your poem or whatever it is you want. You can email it to me at jessica@vampirestalkers.com, and Brandon and I will make your page for you using your content. Just make sure that you tag it. Let me know who you are and how you want it signed, if you want it signed with your Twitter name or your regular name or however you want it done. If I have any questions, I'll email you back. But we're trying to get the submissions in by June 14th. That gives me 1 month, which I'm very lucky. We picked that date 2 months ago, so we just must have known something. But that gives us 1 month to finish the pages and have them ready, so that way when they return to set, we've got them ready. The goal is to do one book for each cast member every season. Even the guys that are gone, Melise, we're doing her a book. We don't care. I will get it to them. Don't worry about that. They will definitely get their book. So anybody... I'd love for everybody to do a page for every person, but I know that's not logical. I'm not going to get that lucky. So just whoever you feel the most, you know, passionate for or whatever, then we want to see you send us something in. So, and there's no excuses, guys. You've got, you know, plenty of time.
Yep. do it.
So is that it? Is that everything, I mean? Did I miss anything, you think?
I believe that's it. Sounded like everything to me.
Sounded like everything to me.
Yeah, now you just got to put the scare of TVD in them. Do it.
That's right, guys. I'm not taking any excuses.
If you don't do it,
I haven't sent one in yet.
Can do here. Yeah. We know what this fandom can do, so there's no excuse.
Exactly.
And who if said you, that? They haven't sent one in yet?
Me.
Well, why not?
I don't know, because I've been doing this shit.
Because I've had her busy. She didn't know what she was doing when she was like, hey, Amy, I'll host a show on the VRO.
Right.
She had no idea.
I have a question really fast for the books.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know a lot of people are asking, can they do like a video or something for the entire cast, or does it have to be for a specific actor or actress?
No, they can. If they want to do one for the entire cast, that's fine. I'll make several copies and put one in each book. I am going to do a separate book for every person, just because, you know, if Melise dies this season, then obviously she wants her own book. I can't have her book left at production for everybody, because then she's not going to get anything out of it 10 years from now. So if they want to do one for everybody, then I will just make several copies and then do a page for every book and stick it in there. So that's how we're going to do that.
Yeah, because I know I'm going to make a video. I just haven't really had time with the whole T-shirts and stuff, but I definitely will make a video and send it to you as soon as I can.
That's fine. In fact, I sent you a message earlier and told you that I fell asleep this afternoon, so I can't do my part of the video with Brian until tomorrow, so I hope that's okay for you.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely fine. I'm probably not even going to get around to editing it until Monday, because I'm still doing T-shirts and stuff, so that's fine.
All right, good. That makes me feel better.
No.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm very flexible.
Guys, you really want to participate in this, and don't put it off, because, or say, no, I'm just not going to do that, because you were going to feel terrible when one of the cast members comes back on the VRO, or they Twitter, or they're in another interview, and they're like, reading off people's names that were in this book, and you're going to be like, well, shoot, I should have did that. Because I know,
you know, there's no doubt that I'm going to deliver it personally to them. There's no doubt. And there's no doubt that I'm not going to be standing there with my camera taking pictures, and I'm going to catch it, and you're going to be saying, oh, shit, she really gave them that book, and I didn't send anything in.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's how you're going to feel, because I'm going to have my camera, and I'm going to Twitter it, and I'm going to Twitter it before I give it to them, and then I'm going to Twitter it after I do, and anybody that didn't participate, I'm going to call their asses out on it, so.
But I know a lot of people afterwards, like a lot of people from Matt's birthday show, they were like, man, I should have called in, and a lot of people, I should have called in for Julie's, and... Yeah.
We couldn't make any more callers for Julie. That shit was 10 minutes long.
That was you guys.
Did everyone call in that was supposed to?
Yeah, pretty much.
We didn't have anyone that missed it.
Well, we asked some of the cast. They were all at the Lakers game. No, they were at the Lakers game for our interview. But
yeah.
They were at her birthday party when we did the birthday show.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, they didn't get all of their invites before.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that on a website? It was like a picture of Nina and Ian at the game, and it was like Nina Dobrev and an unidentified friend. And it was Ian. It's like, really?
Does he look that different?
Oh my gosh, I saw that and I was like, really? You don't know who that is? Like, you'd think they'd recognize Ian, not Nina.
The funniest thing I've seen, P. Auburn stuck a video in the chat room earlier, and it was two guys walking, and it said Stephen R. McQueen and Zach Warwick. And it was not
them?
No, it was not Stephen. It was not Zach.
Oh, God.
That's
cool.
I was like,
okay, that's the one you sent us, right?
Yeah, the interviewer is like, so how's the season going? Are you guys done? And they're like, yeah, it's going great. He's like, yeah, we're almost done. And the other one's like, yeah, we're done. We're ready for season two.
God almighty.
I was like, awesome. I haven't read the comments to find out who those two guys were, really, but it was so funny.
Well, by the way, link me.
I got the link. No, I don't have it in the chat anymore. PR, Bryn, you're going to have to link that again. I want to thank Jessica from VampireStalkers.com and Christy from AllWork and Trevino.com. Or is it TrevinoAndWork.com? What is it, Christy?
I don't even know the name of our own website.
Jesus. I think it's Trevino. I think we decided to put Trevino first. I think I need to get some sleep, too. But I want to thank you girls for helping out in the chat room tonight, because I did not look at the chat room once tonight. I had to pay attention to the switchboard, and it was driving me crazy because it kept refreshing every 5 minutes. Yes, it's TrevinoAndWork.com. All TrevinoAndWork. Yep.
Now we had it.
Thank you, girls. You don't know how... With you guys helping in the chat room like that, it makes our lives a whole lot easier. And poor Amber, I showed her the switchboard.
Like something like you do to
actually, I just got caught off guard. You remember earlier when I told you I got in that Twitter fight, or I got in that fight on Facebook? Amy, you remember me telling you this about that person that posted that thing, and I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm educated, blah, blah, blah?
Yes.
She just called me fat.
Fucking bitch. Who is it?
She said...
I'm not playing.
She said, well, you may be educated in a lot of things, but politics definitely isn't one, and I'm pretty sure fitness isn't either.
Oh,
heck
no.
That is... yeah. Send that link. We won't say it on air right now, because we're going to be nice, but let me tell you, you attack one of my girls, you attack all of us.
I'm not sending it. I'm going to delete her off Facebook. The thing is,
is it a vampire?
No, it's somebody I work with.
Somebody you work with?
Somebody that should be your friend. The hell? She's just jealous, Amber, you know?
It's whatever.
How that shit is.
Ooh.
It's not worth your time.
Mm-mm. Not worth your time, whatever.
Oh, crap. No wonder.
Okay, the chat room's going crazy. They're like, give me her Facebook. Give me her Facebook.
Right?
It's great to know that you guys have our backs.
Sorry.
Really great
girl. Wish she's never born.
Oh God. Oh.
All right,
really
guys.
Funny.
Well, I'm gonna hang up because I had fell asleep right before the show, and I made myself get up at like 8:20 so I could do the chat room.
Thank you.
So I'm gonna get off and lay down now. It's been a long week. Last week at work and. You know, it's very draining.
Yep.
So, I went and filed for unemployment for the first time today, so. But, all right, guys. Well, don't forget about the book for VampireStalkers.com. All submissions go to Jessica at VampireStalkers.com. If you have any questions, you can hit me there or on Twitter at JessTravisL. So, I'll talk to y'all later, guys.
Bye.
Night.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, well, Chloe, I think we are going to end the show.
All right. Sorry I missed it. I was kind of busy.
It's okay, hon. I know a lot of you are like, well, the show says 2 hours or 90 minutes and all this and all that. Yeah, well, the show might be that long, but that's not how long our guest is going to stay. With the exception of last night, went 3 hours.
Oh, my gosh, that was awesome.
When Rob was on, Mayor Lockwood, that went 2 hours. So, We're not, most of our interviews are only, you know, 20 minutes to an hour. You gotta make sure you're in here at the beginning.
All right, aww. I'm getting off here.
Okay, good night, everyone.
Hey, guys. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com. You're listening to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio.